Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for the bigger picture. And we know the Federal Reserve has kicked off its two-day meeting on monetary policy. They're probably just about done with day one. Tomorrow, we're expecting the FOMC to release a statement followed by remarks from their Fed Chair, Jerome Powell, during a press con. Looking at market activity ahead of the meeting, the greenback trading 0.2% higher at 92.8 within striking distance of an early April high of 93.19 that was hit on July 21st. Net long dollar positions flipped to their highest levels in more than 14 months last week. Gold prices holding steady, pinned below the key 1,800 per ounce level. Investors, of course, turning cautious. Let's talk a little bit more about the FOMC meeting and try and get a preview of what we can expect tomorrow. On the line with me this morning is Manpreet Gill, head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Manpreet, good morning. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hi, good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. And, you know, looking at this meeting, the initial consensus is not much fireworks expected. But what are you expecting with regard to this FOMC meeting?
Well, I think the no fireworks assessment is a fair one. I wouldn't be expecting also any sort of significant headline changes immediately. But in our view, the key will be to focus on the detail and what sort of signals we get on tapering in the future in particular. Because if you look at the context of the past month, we've got a lot of arguments on both sides. Clearly, you know, some sort of members favoring tightening with a focus on what's happening in the housing market, but equally balanced with sort of warning on the COVID Delta variant, how to delay the recovery. So, you know, I suspect it'll be more detailed on that conversation as opposed to any specific timelines. But I think that's going to be the focus from this meeting onwards for the rest of the meeting as we go through the rest of the year, because tapering really is the big sort of topic to address at some point second half.
Yes, easing of those policies. Some strategists are saying that shortness of the COVID-induced recession could lead the Fed to reverse its policy stance more quickly. This does seem unlikely. New monetary policy strategy framework allows for a less aggressive response. Your thoughts on this?
I think that's right. And the key variable here to keep an eye on is the market's inflation expectations, because that, you know, really offers a gauge on where the market's going as opposed to the headline CPI number, which, you know, at the end of the day, you know, is reported with a lag. And we have seen that inflation expectation ease off a bit. That pressure to act in the face of inflation, we think, has eased a bit in the past couple of weeks. You know, it does emphasize the point that policymakers are likely not to be quick to pull the trigger on short-term signs of inflation or an undershoot either. You know, this is very much a gradual process, and that's most probably what markets are trying to get their head around, you know, exactly what path, timing and pace to sort of price in.
Yeah, we also saw the benchmark 10-year note yield rise as high as 1.776 in late March, fell to its lowest level since February yesterday, 1.128%. Can we expect anything on this front? Could it push yields higher, perhaps?
Well, a conversation on, some form of policy tightening in the future could help sort of reverse that downtrend in yields. I mean, if you look at arguably has pushed the yield lower, there's been a few factors here, right? I think one is the part about slightly easing inflation expectations, some growth concerns creeping in. But actually, the other factor may very well have been market positioning. I mean, you know, regardless of where you look, the headline surveys or individual private ones, a lot of the market was, and in some cases continues to be, positioned for yields to move higher. And ironically, when positioning gets that extreme, you get a move in the opposite direction. So it may still take time for those positions to wash out. But end of the day, if we stay on that path of improved growth, eventually, you know, easing off the policy easing accelerator, we think that should be, you know, lead to higher bond yields back towards those highs from, you know, 175 or maybe even higher in a year's time. But that should be accompanied, you know, at the same time, a reverse by gains in equity markets and improvement in risk appetite. Those two, in our mind, have to go together for Fed to be comfortable with it.
Okay, there's also consensus that the Fed will acknowledge the possibility of a new COVID wave, but at the same time remain optimistic about the economic outlook and watchful for upside inflation risks, even though Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it'll ease. I do want to bring up the point that the IMF was also speaking overnight, and they talked about how higher prices does increase the chances that central banks will have to start curbing their ultra-accommodative monetary policies, things like tapering, as we mentioned, tapering of market-friendly stimulus like asset purchases. Gita Gopinath, the chief economist there, saying that it's all tied down to the uneven distribution of vaccinations. Could this factor in that conversation tomorrow?
Well, I think that there's a fair point that the risks, you know, whether that's of creating some short-term inflation or leading to some uneven economic recovery because of uneven vaccinations, those are all risks. But I think when you're looking at developed markets, I mean, the US and Europe, at least from a monetary policy aspect, at least, you know, we think that's less of an immediate concern, you know, at least in terms of pushing, you know, significantly changing that pace of policy. Because whether it's the US or now in Europe, we've clearly got more focus on, you know, allowing some leeway around that headline inflation and trying to get that recovery, particularly in the labor market, entrenched before considering tighter policy. A lot of that conversation on inflation, more of a concern in some emerging markets. I mean, Brazil, for example, we have seen actually interest rate hikes. And that presents some economies with a tricky situation because, you know, they aren't, you know, entirely beyond COVID, you know, from a vaccination perspective as yet, and economic growth is a challenge. So that conversation will be harder. And that's why in our asset class picks, a lot of a focus from the growth recovery perspective, still on developed markets, the US and Europe from an equity market perspective, but from emerging markets, still looking from a bond perspective, you know, looking to earn that yield for now, while we wait for that growth recovery wave to hit, you know, those emerging markets to brighten the equity outlook.
Okay, then I suppose we should wrap up by talking about how we started, going back to where we started, the discussion on tapering, which is definitely going to happen tomorrow, very likely to happen tomorrow. The signal of tapering coming well in advance. I mean, is there a timeline that we can be looking at here? Is September too early to expect this?
From an announcement perspective, perhaps not. I mean, our view is, you know, actual tapering itself would only start next year. But what our expectation is that the Fed would not want the announcement to come as a surprise to markets either. So while the actual efforts and sort of slowing the purchases month on month could very well begin next year, we may very well see, you know, a lot of effort to try and, you know, ease markets into that message. Because we've had, to be fair, only one example, but the one example we had of the 2013 taper tantrum was when it came as a surprise to markets. And you know what happened, you know, to risky assets thereafter. So it's quite likely the Fed will try to you know, avoid, you know, springing that sort of surprise on markets. But that means we may continue to get this sort of drip feed of information on tapering so that whenever they feel the economy has reached a point where they need to put that plan into action, it shouldn't come as a surprise to markets and they can continue focusing on the growth recovery as opposed to a tightening of policy.
All right. I've been speaking with Manpreet Gill, head of FICC Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Manpreet, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.